What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. Before we get into the paying the bills, we want to give a big shout out to E-Strick. Good crossover there, like always, with Eric Strickland. Also, big shout out to Kevin Meyer, Meyer Corcoran Bottle, 13th and South. Had two great choices, like always. But then also, if you can, get over there probably anywhere from 11:30 to 1:30. If you stay in the area, you might be able to see Strick come in and get his Strick pick. Great choice at that as well as you've seen on the stream. But we are Old School, coming at you live from 1040 O Street. The day has gotten brighter, so obviously with that segment of Kevin Meyer, Meyer Corcoran Bottle, following the crossover, brought out some light today. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up in Omaha. Every type of meat, every type of cut. Go in there and check them out. You know, it was a good conversation there, Austin, that we had with me, you, and Strick, you know, about the transfer portal, you know, with basketball. And, you know, football just came open on Tuesday, so, you know, there's some headway with, you know, some guys leaving Colorado and a couple guys jumping in from Nebraska. But I think generally, you know, Nebraska and their staff, football-wise, have done a really good job of, you know, keeping guys, you know, happy, and then obviously they see the opportunity here. Whereas you think about the three guys that we mentioned, where they ended up, how they ended up, why they make those decisions. I think in this day and age, in this time, I don't know. I don't think there's a general reason that you can say, okay, this is why kids are going in the portal. Now we're seeing, even when they're in really good situations for them, they still leave. You see guys, okay, Michi Johnson, and if you guys don't know him, he's a leading scorer, or at least was last season, for South Carolina, who was a tournament team, number 6 seed at that. So that means they're, team? So it's a top 24, 25?
Yeah, top 24 seed.
Yeah. So at worst, the 24 seed. He's the leading scorer, so you know he's going to be able to maybe increase that. He jumped in the portal after making the tournament. Now, I don't know if he felt like, okay, I need a better situation to increase my profile, or maybe some guys were leaving. But that's a perfect situation where there wasn't any bad blood between coaching. Mm-hmm. You can't say he didn't get opportunity. You can't say that you didn't get, you know, love or higher profile because you were all SEC and you're a leading scorer on a tournament team. You're the first person they talk about when South Carolina takes the court. That's just a small sample of good situation. Now, I don't know about NIL and all that stuff. it just is. I don't think there's a rhyme or reason a lot of times for what guys or gals in this case is going to the portal.
That one I'm curious about because he did start his career at Ohio State, where he transferred back to. So that's weird. Maybe he always wanted to be at Ohio State and finally
coaching
change.
Right,
coaching change. Yeah. So I don't know. I get it, and I don't at the same time. The one that confuses me is Jeremy Roach. I'm not just saying that as a Duke fan. A guy that played 2 years under Krzyzewski, played 2 years under Shire. I thought he was set up to have like a Quinn Cook run.
Right.
Not maybe the centerpiece, but be a lead guard on a title caliber team. If Jeremy Roach was going to transfer, I would have thought it would have been 3 seasons ago when he had every opportunity. But he waited till now.
Yeah.
And why? This is your best chance to win a national title in college, I think. Maybe the 22 team in Krzyzewski's last year was, but you didn't transfer after the guy that recruited you left. You didn't transfer after last year in a disappointing exit when people would have been fine with it.
Right.
But you have a lot coming in, enough coming back. You can be the go-to guy still offensively as a guard. You've proven you can do it before.
Right.
So why now enter the transfer portal?
Yeah, it's weird because a lot of the guys coming in don't directly play his position.
Not at all.
Right. And so they're actually adding to you because Flip is gone, Flipowski's going, McCain's going. So that's you think that transfers more opportunities to you. You have all the experience, just from longevity. And Shire's gonna have to lean on you even more. He's the guy that you're gonna have to be the player coach on the court. You're going to get a ton of opportunity, and plus if you play well, it's one of those Duke stories.
Yeah.
And now you're leaving a place where there's more advantages of staying here, even if he kept all his stats the same and the team gets deeper into the tournament. Here's what I think what basketball players don't understand. And sometimes you see football players, they don't understand. You're worried about a points per game, right? So if you go, say you're at Duke, and let's just say you average 10 points a game and however many assists and all that. So if you go somewhere else and average 14, you haven't really increased your draft status.
No.
If you're going somewhere to up your profile, you better average close to 20. And you better be adding, and then in that, 8 to 10 point increase in average per game, better be something different from a skill set standpoint that you're – this brother, this dude here, listen, no words. None. Here he comes back again. Almost hit somebody. But what I'm saying is you better add a different skill set to your in those 8 to 10 points and increase in points per game. Because
up
if you,
your efficiency,
right,
something.
If you go down a level and you average 20, well, then they're thinking that's what you're supposed to do. So now you just, and now you're off the beaten path. Because he wasn't like a Bates that I said, because he was the number one guy in his class. So people always will kind of track where he goes. Mm-hmm. And it was a big deal when he left Memphis, right? After 1 year, remember he started, had some success, and then was just, MIA. And then he left the program. Where now it's like, homeboy, you transferred to a place that where you had it. This is what I don't understand about these kids. Duke doesn't have to be a big NIL player because it's Duke.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything that you get from Duke is long-term connections.
Well, short-term and long-term. Well,
that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying you finish at Duke. Mm-hmm. You got the connections. You got the alumni base. You got the ability to be on their staff. They've shown you, if you want to coach, they will nurture you and you will be ready to go be a head coach somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You will get more looks at the next level or multiple levels, whether it's even overseas or whatever, by playing at Duke. Mm-hmm. Because they know if you go through Duke what type of player you are, and you can go overseas and expand your game. Mm-hmm. You can add to your game over there because it's a different type of basketball, and then be able to come back. I don't understand why you would leave Duke, because it wasn't like you were ever in bad standings, because you were a surefire starter this year and you would have been next year.
He absolutely would have been. Do you think there's any element of just like social contagion to it? where something gets hot and guys or players don't know why they're doing something, but everyone else is, so they feel like they want to get caught up in the trend to some degree.
Yeah, it thinks like that's what it, like, okay, well, this is, I've been here 4 years. Let me go do something else.
Yeah.
Let me go just do something. You see it, you saw it sometimes with some kids that left Nebraska. Now, some of them have success at other places, but some of them have been off the beaten path. Like, Casey Rogers was here, was going to start, decided to transfer. Now, it worked out for him because he went to Oregon, and they are obviously, a bigger program as far as, getting to bowl games and all the other stuff. But did it really increase his value or presence to go to the NFL? I would argue with you to say it didn't, because the guy that everybody thinks of that's going to possibly be in the first round is the other defensive tackle, based on what I saw at the combine. So I would say
you probably got practice film of Jackson Powers Johnson handing you your
right,
butt.
Right. But yes, you went against him, and he's going first round, and it was great. We got to meet him at the Remington Award, a phenomenal young man, by the way. But the thing is, if you got the same amount of reps or more reps.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nebraska, and you made more plays, and just by chance you were one of the big pieces that got Nebraska to the bowl game, I'd be willing to bet that you would have went to the combine and you probably would have got a better chance of getting drafted and still been the same player.
Right.
So those are the things I think that, you know, kids miss the point on. But also I think that these kids these days, majority of them, not all of them, aren't thinking I'm gonna go a place and stay, because they don't have to. They haven't had to even in their clubs. Like, you know, we talk about club basketball all the time and these different, you know, organizations that these guys, play with, you know, like Mikey Williams, you remember him? Obviously he ran into some legal troubles, but he, you know, he played for the Compton Magic one time. Then he played for another school or another, you know, AAU program. Then he was in school in California. Then he was all the way down in Lake Norman in North Carolina. So these guys going and doing, you know, different things in a short amount of time, year-to-year basis, I think that's just, you know, what in their DNA.
I wonder if there's, too, some almost fear of commitment, like anxiety over making a big choice, right? That they want consequence-free decisions.
Yeah, that's exactly
you
what
know?
They want.
And that's not how life works. Sometimes you make a decision, and obviously when they commit to a school and decommit from a school, there are consequences, right? They'll feel them. But the consequences of being at a place for 1 year are not the same as the consequences of being at a place for 2, 3, 4 years.
They like to give you a little bit and then you leave a lot.
Yeah.
And leave a lot to be, you know, had or thought about. They want to make every decision without any, I call it ramifications.
Yeah.
And everything they do is conditional. I'll work harder. And this is just majority. This is not all of them. I'm not talking about anybody specific, but just talking just flat, just general, is that they'll work hard based on the condition. Yeah. They'll come play for you based on conditions. And all the conditions are one-sided. How much am I guaranteed you're going to play? Do I got to compete for it, which they don't want to, generally don't want to do? And will you tell me everything that I want to hear and then some, regardless of if I, you know, follow a script or a game plan or whatever? And that's generally, that's the majority. Now, where you have the minority are is guys that want to go someplace and they're truly going to be invested and they're going to give 100% effort. And they only leave because somebody didn't either live up to their word. They've had bad circumstances where you catch the injury bug. You can think about Romeo Lloyd or something like that. Or they, you know, are, you know, so down on the depth chart or get beat out that they just want to play. That's the minority.
I also think a group of that last, or a subset of that last group you mentioned, are guys that are confident and secure in who they are, that know they want to get out of it. Because I think the guys that, you know, would like to play snaps, but know they're probably a career backup, are just going to stay, right? It's not the end of the world if I don't play. You know, I'm here for my education. I like the benefits I'm getting as a down scholarship guy,
right,
or maybe a little NIL sprinkled here and there. Mm-hmm. Or the ones that know they're superstars. Like, yeah, I mean, I could go out and get recruited, but also I know I'm good enough to get drafted where I want here, so what's the point of putting myself through it? I think the ones that are more like confident in themselves, maybe sometimes.
And probably dealt with some adversity.
Adversity, yeah.
I think a lot of times these kids, you know, their idea of, you know, dealing with adversity is being held accountable. That's their idea. That's their idea, like essentially doing what you're told. And then if you don't, then you're held accountable. That's their idea of adversity. You get what I'm saying? And then their other idea of adversity is actually competing for a spot.
Or that's not adversity.
Set. It's not a, that's not,
even
you
close.
Know, but so the guys that actually welcome adversity, welcome competition, understand, oh, maybe I didn't perform it well, or maybe there's other guys that are just as good as me. I got to really, you know, raise up my level. I got to be more consistent and then everything will work itself out. And then, you know, then I got to just beat you out over time. Those are the guys that you see that'll end up on the all conference list. Those are the guys that you see that will potentially, you know, getting drafted, will be at the combine, so forth and so on, or in the NBA, pre-draft camps and all that stuff. Those guys generally make it because this is what I think sometimes gets like lost in the wash. If you go to any university, right? In this day and age, you're going to have to compete for your spot. So you talk about Jamarcus Lawrence potentially going to Rhode Island. And I'd look at Rhode Island kind of like when people ask Deion Sanders about Jackson State versus Power Five. He said, listen, skill position-wise, there's no different. Maybe the depth. And so and say you might be too deep at Jackson State. You have 3 or 4 guys at a position, skill position-wise, at a major university. But when you play in the game, your top guys are playing. So really it's not a lot of difference. The difference is in the linemen, right? So when you think about going from Nebraska to Rhode Island, 1, 2, and probably 3, there's not a lot of difference. Because even though athletically a guy in Nebraska or a school like Nebraska might be better athletically, that guy up there at Rhode Island or a school like that plays at 3 better than you, like Drake, like DeVries for Drake, or my man from Indiana State that wears the goggles and stuff. He's like the, you know, they call him like a little mini Larry Bird. They will give you problems in a different way. Now the bigs are different because most bigs are going to be at the Power Five level. That's the main thing. And I think a lot of these kids just lose the idea of how you became what you're really playing for. And that's why you have to wonder, are you really invested in football? Are you really willing to sacrifice something? Are you really willing to beat somebody out in spring, not do what you really like to do? And a lot of kids won't. They want to do it a little bit, and then they want a lot of credit, and that's not the way it works.
I think it's closer to adversity when, say, Buffalo draft another linebacker, or Buffalo brings in a free agency linebacker.
Yeah.
But even that is, it's just business, right? It's not really adversity. Yeah, level, it's adversity if the coach doesn't play you and you're doing everything you can and there's no reason and he's holding you down because of a grudge.
Right.
But them drafting someone else or signing someone else, that's it not sucks. Adversity. That's the business.
Yeah, it's business and it sucks. And you're mad and all that stuff, but you know you got to compete for your spot.
Right.
But like I said, if I wouldn't have gone through, in my mind, or whatever, whether you want to lay adversity or competition early in my career after having success, you know, mm-hmm. where you kind of come in, you know, you're just thrown at a linebacker position, you're competing for a spot, you're barely getting reps, you compete, you win the competition, you start, you know, you're playing 60% of the time, and then next thing you know, you got to switch position and start all over again. So that allowed me to deal with, on the day-to-day, week-to-week, or year-to-year, whatever you want to call it, competition at business level. You start to welcome it, because then you start to say, you know what, as long as it comes down, as long as it's an even fight, I know I'm going to win every time, because I'm more willing and able to go longer and harder and really, you know, lock in and try to win this position. And so if you take that approach in basketball, in this case, in the transfer portal, wherever you end up or you're staying here, or in the spring ball, what they've got going on right now and going all across, you know, college football, you'll be successful. It'll work itself out, man. I mean, it's tough because a lot of these kids haven't had to compete for a spot. Mm-hmm. They've always been the biggest, fastest, strongest, or the best athlete on every team.
Or found a team that gave them the spot.
Exactly. And then they, you know, in order to get to places like Nebraska or, you know, anywhere at, you know, playing at any level, playing college sports, you've had to do a lot right, a lot more right than wrong. Where people lose sight of things, they either keep going back to where they were ranked at coming out of high school, they keep going back to like when they made a play or had a good game, and they never deal with in the present, because if you deal with the present, you will face adversity head on, because that's no different than facing an opponent.
Right.
And a lot of times the hardest opponent that you face is yourself, because that's the person that you can't lie to, that's the person you can't trick. Well, actually, you can lie to yourself, but you can't trick yourself. And you can lie and trick yourself into thinking that you're doing something that you're actually not. And when you do come to reality or find some sort of focus, it may be you're, you know, a day late and a dollar short. So anyways, good first segment. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. We're going to take a quick break, come back, quick segment. Then at the top of the hour, we got Grayson coming in. He does a lot of training with high school kids, college kids, and athletes. It'd be good to dig into his mind, because it's a little bit about what we just talked about and how he helps them both on and off the field or court or whatever sport they're playing. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.